531.
Russia has laid out the red carpet to welcome Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Kremlin. Russian President Vladimir Putin warmly welcomed the Chinese leader as the Western world condemns the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins says New Zealanders emphatically opposed to Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine. It is one of the key sentiments New Zealand's Foreign Affairs Minister Nanaia Mahuta is expected to deliver when she visits China this week.
We are emphatically opposed to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. We are also very opposed to any suggestion that other countries might support Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine. Our position on that absolutely remains.
A showcase of Pacific culture, arts and dance will be on display in the Bay of Plenty. Pasifika 2023 hits the lake shores of Rotorua after a one-year hiatus due to COVID-19. Artists and performers, school dance groups, Kai Stalls and Island Time host Ofinga Fepulia'i will be in attendance. Event manager Hannah Taipo says the festival has been a long time coming for Pasifika living in the Bay of Plenty.
We wanted to make an event like this accessible to our people in the Bay of Plenty. This is open to everybody, but especially our Bay of Plenty community don't really seem to have that many events of this type that celebrate our cultures. The community support for this event has been tremendous, and we are just so happy that we've been able to pick up again and everybody's in better spirits to celebrate our cultures.
Pasifika Rotorua 2023 will be held at the lakefront this Saturday. A feature film about a Tongan brass band seeking a way to watch their team play France in the Rugby World Cup premieres in New Zealand cinemas this week. Red, White and Brass is the true story of a diehard Tongan rugby fan who misses out on tickets to a Tonga versus France World Cup game. He promises to deliver a band for the pre-match entertainment, but the band does not exist and he has just weeks to create one. Co-writer and co-producer of the film, Halai Funua Finau, says Red, White and Brass is a must-see for families.
When we performed in 2011 at the Rugby World Cup against France, I don't think any of us ever envisioned or imagined that more than 10 years later we would make a film about it, let alone a film with some of the world cinema's heavy hitters backing it. Iki Films and Taika Waititi's names attached to it definitely elevates the film.
The film will be in cinemas on Thursday. The Cook Islands Parliament is due to sit tomorrow, Wednesday, New Zealand time, 7 months after the general election. Kalia Strong has more.
The first meeting of the 18th Parliament will commence at 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. The general elections were held in August last year, but there is a clause in the country's constitution that all petitions must be sorted before Parliament can sit. Prime Minister Mark Brown has promised to change the constitution and says any petition or challenge should be dealt with separately outside of Parliament so Parliament business can continue.
And that's your PMN News at 9. For more Pacific news and sport, head to pmnnews.co.nz.